Princeton University Press Audio presents The World According to Physics. Written and read by me, Jim Al-Khalili. Preface. This book is an ode to physics. I first fell in love with physics when I was a teenager. Admittedly, this was partly because I realised I was good at it. The subject seemed to be a fun mix of puzzle solving and common sense. And I enjoyed playing with the equations, manipulating the algebraic symbols and plugging in numbers so that they revealed the secrets of nature. But I also realised that if I wanted satisfying answers to the many deep questions about the nature of the universe and the meaning of existence bubbling up in my teenage mind, then physics was the subject I had to study. I wanted to know, what are we made of? Where do we come from? Does the universe have a beginning or an end? Is it finite in extent, or does it stretch out to infinity? What was this thing called quantum mechanics that my father had mentioned to me? What is the nature of time? My quest to find answers to these questions has led to a life spent studying physics. I have some answers to my questions now. Others I'm still searching for. Some people turn to religion or some other ideology or belief system to find answers to life's mysteries. But for me, there's no substitute for the careful hypothesizing, testing, and deducing of facts about the world that are the hallmark of the scientific method. The understanding we've gained through science, and physics in particular, of how the world is made up and how it works is, in my view, not just one of many equally valid ways of reaching the truth about reality. It is the only reliable way we have. No doubt many people never fell in love with physics, as I did. Perhaps they were turned off from studying science because they decided, or perhaps were told by others, that it's hard, or a geeky subject. And to be sure, getting to grips with the subtleties of quantum mechanics can bring on a headache. But the wonders of our universe can and should be appreciated by everyone. And gaining a basic understanding doesn't take a lifetime of study. In this book, I want to describe why physics is so wonderful, why it's such a fundamental science, and why it's so crucial to our understanding of the world. The grand scope and sweep of physics today are breathtaking. That we now know what almost everything we see in the world is made of and how it holds together, that we can trace back the evolution of the entire universe to fractions of a second after the birth of space and time themselves, that through our knowledge of the physical laws of nature, we've developed and continue to develop technologies that have transformed our lives, this is all pretty staggering. I still find myself thinking, as I write this, how can anyone not love physics? This book is intended to serve as an introduction to some of the most profound and fundamental ideas in physics. But the topics I cover are not ones you're likely to have encountered at school. For some readers, the book may be a first invitation into physics, one that will entice you to learn more about it, maybe even pursue it as a lifelong journey of study and discovery, as I have. To others, who may have gotten off on the wrong foot with physics early on, it may serve as a gentle reintroduction. For many, it may provoke wonder at just how far humanity has come in its quest to understand. To convey a working knowledge of what physics tells us about the nature of our world, I've selected an array of the most important concepts in modern physics and attempted to show how they link together. We'll survey the vast range of this conceptual landscape, from the physics of the largest cosmic scales to that of the smallest quantum level, from physicists' quest to unify the laws of nature to their search for the simplest possible physical principles governing life, from the speculative frontiers of theoretical research to the physics that underpins our everyday experiences and technologies. I will also offer listeners some new perspectives, ideas that we physicists have learnt to accept, but which we haven't done a very good job of conveying to those outside of our innermost circle of experts. For example, down at the subatomic scale, separated particles communicate with each other instantaneously, despite being far apart, in a way that violates common sense. This property, called non-locality, may force us ultimately to revise our entire understanding of the structure of space itself. But sadly, many non-physicists, and indeed some physicists, misunderstand or misinterpret what this really means. A criticism levelled, usually by theoretical physicists, at many popular science books covering fundamental concepts in physics, is that they don't always help the lay reader grasp what these concepts actually mean. In my view, this is because the physicists who truly understand the concepts, and who write the research papers and come up with the new theories, are not necessarily the best at explaining their own ideas to non-physicists. But in turn, those who may have more experience and success with communicating their work to the public may not understand certain concepts deeply enough themselves to go beyond simple analogies. Even if one understands the physics and can successfully, I hope, communicate with non-physicists, it's not a small challenge to explain terms like gauge invariance, duality, eternal inflation, the holographic principle, conformal field theories, anti-de Sitter spaces or vacuum energy in a way that conveys real insights into the physics involved without involving complex mathematics. I've done my best, but there may well be some listeners who feel I could have done better, and of course this will be true. Nevertheless, if you wish to delve more deeply into any particular topics which I only touch upon briefly here, then there are many books that do this brilliantly. In the print version of this book, I list some of those I believe you'd find the most accessible and enlightening. Many of the books on this list describe the journey of scientific progress, how physics has developed over the millennia since the ancient Greeks, how discoveries were made, and how theories and hypotheses were proposed and discarded. These books often focus on the revolutions that have overturned previously held views about the universe and describe the leading players in these historical accounts. In this short book, however, I won't look back on how far we've come, nor will I say too much about how far we have yet to go, since I don't know, and also because I suspect it's still a long way. Although I will focus in Chapter 8 on what we know we don't know. I have no particular theory to plug either. For example, when it comes to reconciling quantum mechanics with general relativity, the holy grail of modern theoretical physics, I don't subscribe to either of the two main camps working towards this goal. I am neither a string theory advocate nor a loop quantum gravity fan. I will, of course, explain what these ideas involve later, since neither theory falls within my particular specialism. And when it comes to interpreting the meaning of quantum mechanics, I am neither a Copenhagenist nor a many-worlds enthusiast. Again, I'll explain later. But this won't stop me from being somewhat polemical about these issues now and then. I will also try not to become too embroiled in philosophical or metaphysical musings, even though there is a temptation to do so when one is discussing some of the more profound ideas at the forefront of physics, whether on the nature of space and time, the various interpretations of quantum mechanics, or even the meaning of reality itself. I do not mean by this that physics doesn't need philosophy. To give you an idea of how philosophy feeds into my subject at the most fundamental level, you may be surprised to know that physicists cannot yet even agree on whether the job of physics is to figure out how the world really is, as Einstein believed, to reach some ultimate truth that is waiting out there to be discovered, or whether it's to build models of the world and to come up with our best current stab at what we can say about reality, a reality that we may never truly know. On this matter, I'm on the side of Einstein. To put it simply, I would argue that physics gives us the tools to understand the entire universe. The study of physics is a search for explanations. But to embark on that search, we must first ask the right questions, something philosophers are very good at. And so we'll begin our journey in a suitably humble frame of mind, one that, if we're honest, we all share, as children, as adults, and with generations past and future, one of not knowing. By thinking about what we don't yet know, we can think about how we can best find out. It's the many questions we've asked over the course of our human history that have given us an ever more accurate picture of the world we know and love. So here is the world according to physics.